Welcome, 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 everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings. This is episode 8, and thank you to everyone who has listened up to this point. I'm genuinely a little surprised that enough of you have actually stuck around to 8 episodes of me just talking about political things. But at any rate, today we're going to take a look at what I'm calling a toxic media practice. Toxic media practice is in general. And I'm going to look at it in particular on how a lot of the mainstream for-profit popular news networks cover controversial and really inflammatory figures. And this is common with a lot of the big ones, a lot of the big mainstays, you know, your NBCs, your ABCs, CNNs in particular, Fox News, my goodness, where do you start with them? And it's this tendency to really cover the outlandish, crazy people in the political system in the United States. And obviously the biggest example of this was in 2016 with during the presidential election and of he who shall not be named here. I'm not naming these people simply because I don't want to draw more attention to who they are. But if everyone will go back to 2015 and what a nice time it was, when 44 announced that he was running for presidency, everybody thought it was a joke. No one took him seriously, and he was polling very low. No one really took it seriously. No one really considered him a solid candidate to run for president. But then, and this, of course, is among many other factors, but then a lot of the major news outlets picked him up for interviews because, oh, this is funny. This will get views, right? This will get people to tune in. And it did, you know, it did accomplish that. But it was, you know, it was out of a joke initially. And then he actually started getting a following and so on and so forth until he was actually elected president one day. And I'm not saying this is the root cause of it, but the fact that dangerous people like he who shall not be named here were really propelled to prominence by the media, right? My mainstream news networks covering him. And this is, again, CNN's guilty of this. Fox is guilty of this. Of course, to very, very different degrees. But it's like, you know, when you give these unhinged people a microphone and an audience, that's the worst thing you can do. And I bring this up now because you say, okay, well, what's the deal here? Like, all right, well, why are you talking about this? It's been 4 years. Like, what's the deal? 5 years, actually. Because it's still happening. The man has been out of office for several months now, and his successor, and you know, his successor, Joe Biden, is absolutely doing a fantastic job at steering the nation back from a horrible crisis, multiple crises, come to think of it. But that's the one that, you know, those stories aren't the ones that are getting covered. News networks like CNN, I know this in particular because I see them pop up on my recommended all the time. They're still covering what he who shall not be named is saying. The man's been out of office for months. He has no hold. He has no authority anymore. But everybody wants to know what he's thinking. And by everybody, I mean the executives and the reporters at the main news networks. You know, and Fox News has him on the phone fairly regularly now. And it's like, I just don't get it. You know, as the press, you have a responsibility to really shape the narrative of what ordinary everyday people will see as the United States government and the political system and the political ecosystem that's going on right now. And for these networks to willingly choose to interview crazy people because it will give them higher ratings, more views, things like that, it just creates this toxic environment where in order to get any airtime, people on the up and coming will have to be extreme. I mean, you've seen this with Marjorie Taylor Greene recently, in the last few months. I mean, how much coverage did she get on a lot of the main news networks, even though she's absolutely crazy, saying stuff about, you know, space lasers and all that? And it's like, really? You know, again, you have Joe Biden, who's literally down the street, you know, drawing up legislation that would cut childhood poverty in half, but we're over here talking about space lasers and Jews or whatever, because Marjorie Taylor Greene said it. It's like it's a toxic practice, and I'm seeing it now with a race for the California governor. You know, you have Gavin Newsom, who just announced a couple of days ago that for the state of California's budget, there was a surplus of $75 billion, with a B, with a B. I don't think, and he said it himself, I don't think anyone in the history of the United States, any governor, has been able to say that, ever. Meanwhile, all you hear about on the mainstream networks are what Caitlyn Jenner is saying about her prospects to run for governor. And to me, it's just irresponsible. It's irresponsible on behalf of the networks like CNN, ABC, Fox, Fox especially, to constantly draw their audience away from promising things and actually important things as well, and qualified people, qualified experts who know what they're doing, and steering their audience's attention towards Yahoo's wackadoodles and the most extreme people in the room, because it sets a very dangerous precedent for what you need to do to get attention, to get media attention, to get a media spotlight. It just creates this environment where you need to be more extreme than the person who came in before you, you know, and logical civil discourse doesn't sell. So now you have to be extreme. And like I said, it's a toxic media practice of constantly holding up a microphone to the craziest person in the room. It's just not a sustainable practice moving forward, because how are we supposed to have these meaningful civil discussions if all we hear are the opinions of the furthest right and the furthest left person in the room? It's just not a sustainable practice. And I just wish they would dial back from that, because it's harmful to the fabric of the country. And it's created, in my eyes, in no small part, it has helped create this very polarized political environment that we live in today. And so, to everyone who's listening, take a step back and try public radio, to be honest with you. I'm a big fan of NPR. That's a good one. PBS, the BBC. They tend to take a more middle of the road, less extreme approach to the news. And so that would be my recommendation. So if you haven't, in the last 2 months or so, checked out an article from NPR, that would be my recommendation as a first place to start. But other than that, that's kind of all I have to say about that one. I feel like I've rambled long enough about this. So in that case, I will sign off here. All right, so that was episode 8 of Tony's Political Ramblings. If you liked what you heard here, there are several more videos available, and I will continue to post these whenever I have the time. So thanks for listening, and I will see you around the channel.